trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah,
hello, welcome to Let's Educommunicate. We're a group of third years from Jose Turiguera Secondary School. This is Radio Turi and the community radio station of Leganés, ICO Leganés.
This year, our school is participating in the project The Cube, together with the Embassy of Sweden and the Raoul Wallenberg Academy. The aim of the project is to promote the declaration of human rights among students at our school in an active way.
That's why our program is about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We are going to focus on the Article 27, which states that everyone has the right to participate and take part in culture, art, and science.
As well, the second part of the Article 27 that states that every person has the right to the protection of the moral and material interests resulting from the own scientific, literary, or artistic production.
Today, we are going to speak about the history of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, about Article 27 and some situations and interesting information related.
You are listening to Payphone by Maroon 5. Let's get started.
Hello, this is Javi. I am talkative, I have brown eyes and black hair. I like playing football and I don't like exams.
Hi, I'm Diego. I am tall. I have brown eyes and brown hair. I'm funny. I love football and I don't like fish.
Hello, my name is Tania. My hair is brown and curly and my eyes are brown. I'm friendly, funny and talkative. I like animals and traveling.
Hello, my name is Aitor. I'm tall. My hair is black and my eyes are green. I'm Kiaten and Feli. I travel to travel in cercanías and gunch. My favorite movie, Campeones. I don't like a lot of noise around. I don't like lentils.
Hello, I am Iziar. I am medium height, brown haired, and I am friendly. I like hanging out with my friends, listening to music and boxing. I don't like studying much.
Today we are going to speak about The Cube Project Inés José Churriguera Secondary School.
Currently, there is a long list of 30 rights. Human rights are universal. They are rights and obligations to all human beings that no government has the authority to deny us. They make no distinction as to gender, nationality, place of residence, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, language, age, political party or social, cultural or economic condition.
Our school has been chosen to talk about the Article 27 of the Declaration of Human Rights. We are not the first school to work on this project. Our partner Javi will tell us later about where this project was created, but this project has gone through many schools, institutes and universities, among other education centers.
I am going to tell you about some schools that have participated in this project. The first school to carry out the project in Spain was Príncipe Felipe. They dealt with article number 13, which is about being able to choose your nationality, city, and traveling freely. This project went to Guadarrama School. They dealt with article 26, which states that everyone has the right to education. Thirdly, José Cela School dealt with article 29, that consists of a duty to their community. In fourth place is the Antonio Machado Schools, that dealt with article 19. This topic, the freedom of expression. And finally, the Swedish embassy invited to use the participated as the last school to work on the Cube project.
Everyone has the right to education. The public powers guarantee the rights of parents so that their children receive their religious and moral formation. That is accorded with their oral conviction. Basic education is necessary and free. The public powers guarantee the rights of all education. Knowing fundamental human rights as set out in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is vital to understanding the basic of global democracy. Following the model of Swedish Cube project and the national level initiated by the Ray Warren Academy and 2014.
This project has a lot of benefits. The schools that participate have the opportunity to learn new aspects about human rights, and in our high school, we do activities related to the Human Rights 27, such as painting, designing shirts and keyrings, and other creative projects.
Hello, we are a group of students of José Churriguera Secondary School. We are going to talk about the Declaration of Human Rights, but first we are going to introduce the members of his group.
Hello, this is Anila. I am short, black hair, and very passionate. I like playing volleyball, painting, and listening to music. I don't like tomatoes.
Hello. This Jorge, I am brown-eyed and tall. I like playing football. I don't like baseball.
Hello, this is Samuel. I'm medium height, black hair, and very sportive. I like playing football, playing video games, and swimming. I don't like Barça.
Hello, this is Naya. I am tall, I've got brown hair, and I'm very kind. I like listening to music, swimming, and reading.
Hello, I am Jose. I have got a strong personality. I am medium height, and I have got long hair. I like Atletico Madrid. I don't like going to parties.
And now, let's speak about the history of the Human Declaration of Human Rights.
One of the most relevant events of the General Assembly of the United Nations Organization was the creation and adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Recent United Nations events on the subject include the adoption of international human rights treaties, the creation of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights in 1993, and the establishment of the Human Rights Council in 2006. The debate on treaty body reform system continues.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is now more than 70 years old and continues to be the international Magna Carta for all humanity, as defined by Eleanor Roosevelt, President of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights.
However, before reaching this moment in 1948, when the widow for
of former US President Theodore Roosevelt present this document to the world. There were already treaties that include the need to grant a unique and equal status to all human beings.
The United States Nations marks the origin of human rights in the year 539 before Christ. When Cyrus the Great stopped conquering Babylon, Cyrus Fred the Left declared that any man was free to choose whatever religion he wanted and established racial equality. This and other precepts were engraved on a clay cylinder known as the Cyrus Cylinder, whose provisions inspired the fears for articles of the current Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Already in the middle of the 20th century and after the first Geneva Convention in 1864, we established a series of rights for armed conflicts, what we know today as the United Nations, was born in 1945. Precisely at the end of the Second World War, 50 states met to the protect a future generation from the scourge of war, which twice in our lifetime has caused incalculable suffering to humanity. As stated in the preamble of its Constitutive Act.
In 1948, the 30th article that made up the Universal Declaration of Human Rights were presented to the world. For the first time, the Declaration acted as an internationally recognized and accepted letter. The first article states that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights and endowed as they are with reason and conscience should behave towards each other in a brotherly manner.
Human rights today, in a globalist world, until the 1990s, the states were considered as the main responsible for the violations of human rights. Today, in a globalist world where there is a global integration of labor, goods and services markets, new forms of violation and appear, such as what the International Labor Organization calls modern slavery, defined as work or force or obligatory service that is extracted from any person under the threat of punishment and for which the person has not volunteered, and to which Pope Francis has already referred to as an evil to be eradicated.
That is why respect for human rights has become a paramount issue also in the private sector, due to the impact generated by its activities. In this sense, in 2008, Presley to put an end to violations such as the suppression of union freedom or forced labor in the business sphere, the RUGI principles were born.
When the UN was founded, the first to allude to the term United Nations was former US President Franklin Roosevelt. He did it on January the 1st, 1942, in the middle of World War II, lending an alliance of 26 countries against the side composed of Italy, Germany and Japan. A little later, the idea of a more global union was taking shape, its principle being made public at the term conference held by the Allies in 1943. What is the UN and what is for? the Union States is an intergovernmental organization established on October 24, 1945, to promote international cooperation. It was founded to replace the language of nations after World War II and to prevent another conflict. When it was founded, the UN had 51 member states. Now there are 193. Most nations are members of the UN and sent diplomats to headquarters to hold meetings and make decisions on global affairs.
My opinion is that rights were created in order to give law where justice does not reach and where people are most insulated, and for this reason I say that human rights are a great law that should be appealed not in all nations but in the whole world. A great comparison of these rights can be that they are divided into great range, the rights of children and adolescents and the rights in general for everyone equally. A great example can be that in the rights for children and adolescents, it is mostly obligatory to do some things like receiving education or free medical service for children and adolescents, while for adults the right to education is optional and will always remain free.
Hoy le pido a mis sueños que te quiten la ropa, que conviertan en besos todos mis intentos de morderte la boca. Y aunque entiendo que tú...
Hello, we are Abraham, Eva, Gabriela, Alejo and Maria, and today we are going to talk about the Declaration of the Human Rights, more specifically of the Article 27, but first we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, this is Abraham. I'm short, brown hair and sporty. I like playing football and video games. I don't like spinach, broccoli and Real Madrid.
Hello, my name is Eva. I am short, kind, curly haired and I wear glasses. I like animals, listening to music and reading. I don't like doing sport.
Hello. This is Gabriela. I am short, black hair and black eyes. I like my phone and I don't like go to school.
Hello, this is Alejo. I am tall, black hair, very talkative and clueless. I like hanging out with my friends, sleeping and reading books. I don't like studying and getting up early.
Hello, this is Maria. I am very talkative. I'm short, cheerful, kind. I have curly hair, I wear glasses, I like listening to music and the animals, I don't like violence.
Now we're going to talk about Article 27 and point 1 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Article 27 is about the right to participate in the cultural life of the community, to enjoy the arts and to share scientific advancement and its benefits. For example, you have the right to participate in and enjoy culture, art, music, books and more.
What was is developed?
Human rights were signed in Paris in 1948, including the 30 articles.
What does Article 27, Article of Human Rights imply in society?
Human rights are essential elements in the life of any person, as in promote their broad development, thus providing as the as with guarantees before justice, freedom of religion, to live in a healthy environment in an equal manner, to live healthy and fully. It gives us the rights to culture and scientific advances and studies.
What repercussions does Article 27 have today?
The modifications that Article 27 has suffered in the neoliberal period constitute a true counter-reform, because they have only sought to eliminate concepts or figures that are essential for the country.
What other human rights is Article 27 related?
This article is closely related to Article 22, 29 and 26.
Why was Article 27 created?
It was because in a war the member of an armed group destroyed several historical and religious constructions. These were crimes and the destruction of so much inspiring and admired piece of art were in the origin of this article.
Bye bye!
Al compás de bulería mientras le tocó la farma.
Hello and welcome to the Our Radio News. Today we are going to talk about the Article 27 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This article is about the right of the culture. This group is formed by Vanessa, Enar, Ismael, Kevin and me, Juan. And now we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, this is Enar. I am short, black haired and very friendly. I like swimming, listening to music and hanging out with my friends. I don't like corn or fish.
Hello, I'm Vanessa. I'm 14 years old. I have blonde hair and brown eyes. I have two dogs. I like playing the flute and drawing.
Hello. My name is Juan, I'm tall and fast, and I have brown eye, brown hair, brown, and I'm so humble. I like listening to music and play football. I don't like arrogance and nuts.
Hi, my name is Kevin, I am tall and strong, I have short brown hair, I am friendly, I like playing football and basketball, I don't like golf.
Hello, my name is Ismael, I have curly brown hair, and I am tall. I like basketball and I don't play one.
We're going to read the narration about a situation related to Article 27 of the Declaration of Human Rights.
This is a story about of Indian nationality who came to work in Spain in the 1980s. He wanted to enjoy Spanish culture, but was never allowed to.
Jamal had to leave his country for work reasons to improve his living conditions. When he arrived in Spain, discrimination was very common.
It took him a long time before he could get a job, so he decided to go to an art gallery to clear his mind and get to know the Spanish culture.
When he entered, the security man stopped him and asked for his ID. When the security man saw that his nationality was Indian, he did not let him pass.
Jamal did not expect this and called the police. When he arrived, they took him away because the security man accused him of bribery.
At the police station, Jamal was very scared, and the policeman questioned him to find out what had happened. He told them that he only wanted to visit the museum because he had recently arrived in Spain and was curious about Spanish culture.
The police decided to drop the issue, Some time later, Jamal wanted to sign up for some particular course to learn Spanish better. He went to give his information and surprisingly, they accepted it. And he could study until the end of the course.
Thanks to these courses, he was able to enroll in several museums to work as a guide. By consensus, he was accepted into the same museum from which he was kicked out.
Jamal went to work with a lot of enthusiasm. When the security man saw him, the security man felt angry, so he decided himself to make Hamal's life miserable.
Given Jamal multiple complaints, the heads of the museum decided to look at the cameras to see if what Jamal said was true. And since they verified that it was true, they fired two security men and denounced him. Jamal continues to work at the museum to this day.
In conclusion, Jamal has the right to participate and be part of the culture of the society when he living. Article 27 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights grants this right.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Hello, we are Sharon, Carla, Luca, Daniela and Loreana, and we are going to talk about the situation in Spain and in the world of the Article 27.2 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Let us introduce ourselves.
Hello, this is Luca. I'm tall, curly and brown hair, and friendly. I like playing football, playing video games and sleep. I don't like broccoli or cauliflower.
Hello, this is Daniel. I'm tall, black-haired and sporty. I like football and playing video games with my friends. I don't like history.
Hello, my name is Carla. I'm medium-haired, kind, and I have long hair. I like drawing and listening to music. I don't like tomatoes.
Hello, I am Sharon. I am short. I have got short and red hair. And I am talkative. I like reading and dancing. I don't like dishonesty.
Hi, this is Loreana. I am medium height and brown hair. I like to sing. I like listening to music and spending time with my friends, family and my little dog.
The Article 27.2 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights states that everyone has the right to freely participate in the cultural life of the community, to share scientific advance and its benefits, and to get credit for their own work.
The Article 27.2 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights states that everyone has the right to the protection of the moral and material interests resulting from any scientific, literary or artistic production of which he is the author.
The Article 27.2 firmly incorporates cultural rights as human rights for all. They relate to the pursuit of knowledge and understanding and to allow creative responses to a constantly changing world.
According to the Intellectual Property Office in Singapore, when you own the copyright to a work, you control the use and commercial exploitation of these works. This means that you have the right to prevent others from reproducing, publishing, performing, communicating to the public, or adapting to your work. Literary, dramatic, musical, and artistic works are under this law.
The main objective for copyright can be summarized in three things: rewarding and recognizing authors, incentivize the creation of new works, and benefiting society through creative works.
To sum up, The Article 27.2 of the Declaration of Human Rights is about the right to protect the moral and material interests of scientists, writers and artists. It also states that everyone has the right to participate in the cultural life and incorporates cultural rights as human rights for everyone. This article promotes the pursuit of nucleate and creativity and uses the copyright as a way to recognize authors, initiate the creation of new works and benefit society through creative works.
I can't stop the
Hello, today we are going to play a radio drama about Article 27.2 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This group is formed by Adrian, Pablo, Andrea, Ivan and Sara. And now we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Pablo, I'm funny and I have got curly hair. I like football, I don't like exams and I study for exams.
Hello, I'm Sara. I have brown eyes. I have brown hair. I have one cat. I like listening to music, reading and meeting people. I don't like tomatoes.
Hello, my name is Andrea. I have brown hair. I have one dog. I like riding horses and I don't like fish.
Hello, my name is Adrian. I have short and brown hair. I have two cats. I like playing basketball and I like
onions. Hi, my name is Ivan. I'm tall, I have short hair, I like football and wearing shoes. I don't like Barca. Now we are going to interpret our story about copyright. It is called The Stolen Song.
This story is about a group of students who eagerly use a copyrighted singer song for a class assignment and get into trouble. Let's start.
Come on, guys, let us choose a song for our assignment.
Hello, I have an idea. We could take a song from Charlie Smith.
Yes, it's a good idea. What song?
I found a good song of him. It's called Heartless.
Yes, I have heard it. It is perfect.
Okay, so let's take it.
1 month later.
Look, guys, our project has already reached more than 1 million views since we upload into internet.
I saw it on the comment. People say that it's a very good project and it's so funny.
Yes, but we have a problem.
What happens, Caroline?
The song we choose is copyrighted and we took it without the author's permission. When our video goes viral, the singer has found out and we can have a big problem.
Oh no, we didn't release.
Don't worry, I don't think he's going to do anything. We are minors and we have done it unintentionally. Just for educational purpose.
Let's hope nothing happens to us.
1 week later.
You guys are not going to believe it. he received a message from the singer team saying that they want to get in touch with us.
Oh my god, what we are going to do now?
They say that if we don't delete the video, they will denounce us.
Quick, let's delete it before the problem worsens.
I have removed it from everywhere.
Thank goodness, we have been close to getting into a good problem.
Well, let's find another song for the segment and forget about what has happened.
Yeah, that's what crazy.
Thanks for listening to our performance. We hope that it gave you a better understanding of intellectual property and copyright. Bye.
¿Estás escuchando?
Radio Churri.
Somos la voz del Instituto José de Churriguera.
Estos son tus micros. Hazte escuchar.